George Osborne was using the word entrepreneur quite a bit in the budget, and there was a drive to make the whole environment better for smaller businesses and also to bring in business into the country. Lucy Cox is from Outset Cornwall. Do you think that we'll see a whole lot of businesses taking the opportunities delivered here to set up new businesses?
I think it's nice that the barriers have been recognised to people starting their own businesses, and one of those biggest barriers is the financing options. Obviously, it's been announced today that there are measures going to be put in place to provide more financing options, maybe looking at business angels, venture capitalists. But from our point of view, it is about getting a very holistic approach to self-employment and recognising that there are a range of people coming through redundancy routes, maybe people who have never worked before, who aren't going to fit into this one-size-fits-all. They are going to need very specific support outside of funding. So, yes, it's a good start. We appreciate, and obviously we will be communicating the benefits in this budget in terms of the reduction in regulation and increase in funding options, but it will be interesting to see what develops over the next 12 months in terms of the support available.
Now, suppose you support a whole lot of different people, from anyone like managers, chief executives who are shifted out of their companies they've worked for many, many years, and they need to find a way of starting up their own business, to people who've been on quite meagre wages before and starting from absolutely nothing.
Yes, absolutely. Because the way Outset has been set up, funded by the ERDF Convergence Programme, we are here to support people who are traditionally underrepresented in enterprise. We are obviously facing a huge problem in the county at the moment through unemployment, through redundancy, and we are ideally placed to support those people back into self-employment as a real alternative to taking job seekers allowance and trying to go through sort of traditional recruitment methods. But yes, it is trying to provide flexible, accessible support that is going to suit a whole range of people.
Do you think that the measures brought in will bring in support where there seems to be a lot of support being closed down at the moment through other means such as Business Link?
There's a lot of talk about efficiency savings and centralising a lot of the services. Business Link, yes, is being closed down, but there are going to be services that are going to remain as a legacy from that. So that service isn't closing completely. But I think really it's going to be about effective signposting. It's going to be about wide promotion of the support that is available. And obviously making sure that the support is available is the best quality, it is the most relevant to suit the economic climate that we're in and to suit the localised economy that we are in. You know, Cornwall is going to need very different support to, say, central Bristol or London. So it's about recognising the regional differences in the support we're going to need as well.
And what about those small businesses that have already set up and now looking to employ someone?
They are looking at easing a lot of the employment laws, which hopefully are going to reduce barriers to businesses that want to grow and take on employees. Obviously, there are a lot of hurdles to jump over and a lot of minefields when it comes to employing people. So yeah, I think that is a real positive in the budget. But again, it's going to be the devil in the detail. I think until we see exactly how this is going to work, it's very difficult to make a comment as to whether it's the right move or not.
Is this one of opportunities?
Yes, there are certainly opportunities. There are wins within this budget. But I think we, as an organisation, Outset Cornwall needs to be working proactively with our stakeholders, with our partners, making sure that in support of these measures that the government have brought in, we are able to deliver the right training, the right support, and not only for the business start-up, but once they have started up, making sure that there is support for them in that vital 12 months. And I think it's about bringing in a really holistic approach to supporting people who are facing some quite unfortunate circumstances through redundancy or unemployment or disability, whatever it may well be, and helping them to find new opportunities and ultimately boost our economy through creating more private sector small businesses, which is what it's all about.